Support for this podcast comes from PayPal. Small business owner, PayPal QR codes are the safe and easy payment option. It's all the security PayPal is known for online, in person. Cash only? QR codes allow you to accept credit or debit with everyday low fees. No additional hardware or software needed. Use the app to generate your unique QR code. Customers scan your code with their PayPal app to pay you. Learn more at paypal.com/us/getQR code.
This is episode number 100. That's right, episode 100 with our guest, Michael Marcial. Welcome to the Hidden Entrepreneur Show. My name is Josh Carey. You want in on a little secret? I was in hiding for 40 years. Yeah. I was hiding every part of myself in every situation. And I can tell you one thing. Hiding sucks. I'm now on a mission to help extraordinary people like yourself rediscover the world around you, connect beautifully with others, and excel tremendously in all you set out to do. Join in. It's The Hidden Entrepreneur Show. Hey guys, thanks for joining us. You're tuned right into The Hidden Entrepreneur Show. I am your host, Josh Carey. But as you know, this is not just any Hidden Entrepreneur Show. This is the episode 100 of the show. Thank you for making this possible. Thank you for being a part of it. Where do I begin with my guest today? As we celebrate episode 100, I've not had a guest on more than once. However, our guest today, like much of what he does, breaks that mold. This is the third time Michael Marcial is on the show, and really there's good reason. Michael was my guest for episode 1, episode 50, and now episode 100. If you don't know Michael, he's the founder of the Five-Figure Workweek, which in part is the largest and fastest growing invite-only paid group on Facebook. Over 3,400 members inside. And I'm a proud member. I'm one of them. I love it. Michael dives into the strategies, mindset, actions, and methods that will take you from business idea to ideal business. And again, I'm not just a fan, I'm a member, or however it goes. I've worked very closely with Michael, and I continue to. In less than 2 years since I've known him, we've had hours and hours of conversations. I've attended his in-person mastermind in a beautiful cabin in Utah recently. He's partnered with me in Las Vegas to create a mastermind event. He is my mentor and my friend. He's literally the person you'd want on your team some way, somehow. It's Michael Marcial. What's up?
100 is here. I can't believe it. I just hope everyone that's listening to this right now is ready for what's about to transpire. I don't even know. You've kept it hush hush, and I love it because, man, when we get on that roll, it's a roller coaster ride, and I freaking appreciate that intro, man. It's been incredible to be connected to you and see what you're doing, and man, like it's one thing to be called a mentor, and I super appreciate being in that role. But I've been taking notes along the way from what you're doing. So the bromance is real. 150 and 100 now. So let's rock and roll, man.
I love it. So we've said episode 1, there's a specific reason. I just want to connect these dots for people who might not know. Less than 2 years ago, I saw you in a group, and I reached out to you. I know we've spoken about the fact that I didn't really know what I wanted in a connection with you and for you, and you didn't know either, but I was like, hey, I see you. I like what you're doing. Maybe we should set up a time to talk. You're like, okay, cool. I had no expectations. I didn't know where it would go. But from there, you became pivotal. You helped me really solidify the Hidden Entrepreneur brand, and that can't get lost, which is the reason you were my guest for episode 1. You helped connect me with the first few guests. Very important. I love that. So you also created the logo. Let's go there. I don't know if a lot of people know that. And it was the very first draft you had sent me. You didn't send me a bunch or three or two. You sent me one. You said, hey, how about this one? And when I saw it, I literally got the chills. And I was like, and that's the sign, right? I was like, yes, yes, that's it, really. And I know it was the right decision, not only that it feels right, but I continually get people to comment on the logo. It's really cool, really inspired. But you were guest episode 1, episode 50, now episode 100. I see the pattern. So if all math checks out, you'll be a guest 8 more times.
I'm down. You know I'm down.
Of course. Right. Every 50 episodes, who knows? Now it's gotta be. But here's what I want to talk about. You on in your brand, in your world, you bill yourself as a regular dude. And even more than that, I love the contrast. Regular dude, irregular results. Tight, concise. I mean, talk about a branding guy doing what he has to do. Does that not, you know, you're like, oh, okay, I get it. But let's talk about the regular dude thing. Because I know that is how you like to show up. But is it really that says that, you know what, anybody can do it. And I know that people say that and talk about that all the time. But what's the other side of that? Because if everybody could do it, they would be doing it. So what are those missing ingredients that need to be, okay, you are the regular dude. It can be done fine. But how do we connect those dots to get it done? What's all here?
Man, unpacking that would be
a show.
That's the show. Okay, that's what we're doing.
That could be right.
But here's the thing, and this is where I think it really ties into the title of your very brand, Hidden Entrepreneur. There is a mountain, a massive, gigantic mountain between where most of us are standing right now and where we'd like to be. You know, what we feel is in our future. And, you know, in order to get there, if we take this on a more of a literal sense, what do we need to do to climb a massive mountain, right? Like if you're standing there, you know, fully unclothed, are you likely to make it to the summit of this massive peak and be able to navigate?
Great vision.
And I don't know if you're able to do that. And so what we realize is that, yes, I'm the most regular person I know. You know, when I speak on stage, this is how I show up. I don't do the vocal tricks. I don't use the stage in a very specific way. I don't, you know, I'm me, I'm raw, I'm regular. I just come as I am. And for a long time, I didn't, you know, I didn't think I was capable or able to summit that mountain. I thought I needed all the tricks and all the things. And because I put myself in that position of lack, really, you know, if I'm striving for something, it also means that I believe I don't have it. If I put myself less than my goal, then really, when am I ever going to get it, right? If the carrot is always on the string, do I ever get there? No, I don't ever get there. And so what we get to realize is that the way that who we are right now is everything and more than capable of doing the thing. But that therein lies the game. I really do believe that there's two ways of thinking about, you know, being this normal person that we are, this regular person, who, by the way, that's like a little tongue in cheek, because how regular can we be? We're all very unique and very special. We know this, right? But as a regular person, we get to realize that we have all of these experiences, wisdom, insights, unique ways of thinking, unique personalities. We have all these things, and those are our tools and our tool belt. And when we start to recognize that we have what we need to get going and do the thing, therein lies the two ways of thinking that I believe happen. Either a flat cycle where we're in the game. It's like, oh my gosh, okay, I've got to do, let's call you, you know, let's say you're a coach or you're a speaker. Entrepreneur is a good term. You're that entrepreneur that's just doing the thing. And we keep doing the thing so that we can, you know, whatever we tell ourselves, so we can get experience or we can network more, or we can learn more, or we can learn more, or we can learn more. And we get in this flat cycle where we never break out of it. Our business never grows. We never attain our goals. We are ultimately unhappy and unfulfilled. But once we realize that we've been doing that, then we start to realize that a lot of entrepreneurs do that. A lot of us get into this flat cycle where there's no upward movement. And it's that person that's willing to understand that it takes a new level, a new version of themselves to start going upwards, that's when it's like, that's when you can hit 100 episodes, right? That's when you can go and do crazy things. That's when it seems crazy to everyone else, but you're just doing normal, regular things. You know, I love, if you could see me, I'm spinning around in a circle. I love going upwards in that spiral. And I do anything that I can to go deeper into who I am, better uncover my own talents, strengthen the things that I do really well. I do almost anything I can to do that. So
I love it.
You know, if we're talking about regular people and irregular results, I solidly believe that everybody's capable of summiting that mountain and crossing over. You know, once you realize, when you look down, that you're not unclothed, that you have incredible hiking shoes, that your pants are, you know, the top of the line, whatever snow pants that you need to get over the snowy mountain, that you have what you need to get it done.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. And I just want to go one step further into that, because in my journey, in my story, when I wasn't this version of myself, but knew that it's inside, I just kept preventing myself. And when I knew, like you said, you have to realize you're capable. I always knew I was. So what was the difference? The choice. I finally made that darn choice to say, okay, I've got to step forward. I've got to take action. I've got to do the next one thing that I know I should be doing. And for me, how I got to episode 100, like you said, you know, it's just day in and day out. When people ask, it's what, one episode at a time. That's how I got to, that's literally how I got to episode 100. I found something in this model that I really like, that I can see myself doing every day, putting my energy into, which I think helps and makes all the difference. So going back, I made the choice last summer. Last July is when I launched episode one of this show. So we're not even a year into it, which just excites me. And what I did was, I didn't see the complete picture of where Hidden Entrepreneur was going to go. I knew generally, okay, this will lead somewhere, but let me take this first action. I know that a podcast, so whatever it is for you, know what that next step that you could enjoy, that you know you're good at, that people will appreciate and see value in you for. It doesn't even have to be a product or service, right? There's no inherent immediate financial transaction in this format right now. But I didn't need that. I just needed something that would put me on the path to climb that mountain. And I knew a podcast would be great. And I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. I can see myself doing it, you know, consistently. I know that I want to do the work. I'm going to get up each day excited for it, because it ties into a bigger vision and goal. I knew that, oh, I'd love to create this brand. I'd like to speak on big stages. I'd like to meet really cool people. I'd like to be able to engage in really cool creative projects. I'd like to coach. I'd like to write a book one day. I'd like to be on the radio, on TV, right? All those things. But I had no idea how, but I had a goal. I had an impression of where I wanted to go. And I said, this podcast, step by step by step, can help me get there. As long as I know my vision, I know my why, I'm putting something in place that I'm excited about. And here we are, not only 100 episodes in, but I've had so many great opportunities that have connected me with some of the guests and other people that take note of what I'm doing. And it just works, and it continues to work.
100%. Well, and you nailed the operative word in all of this, you know. You know, realizing, you know, self-awareness to know that, like, hey, we're able to do this. You know, I think that's phase one out of three, you know, having the self-awareness to know, like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. So Michael and Josh, they're like regular people like I am. Okay, so if they're doing it, why can't I, right? Number two is forming that decision to say, I'm going to do it. And I think the biggest one, the most special of the three, is taking the action. None of it happens unless you take that first step. And so I love that. Like, that's that. If I could change my middle name, or if I could hyphenate my middle name, I wouldn't change it because it's named after my grandfather. But if I could add a middle name, it would be Action, because One thing that I've recognized as one of my superpowers is I'll have an aha when I'm going through my own processes of my business and my life. I'll have that aha, and within 24 hours, I will make sure I've either accomplished it or it's in the works for whatever that might be. Taking action quickly, it's the only thing that separates me from the other person that's also very smart or has decade plus of experience or it's the only thing that separates me going faster and doing it at a higher level.
Let's talk about something on this path with the taking action that I don't hear spoken about enough. And because in my past, I've been an entrepreneur, business owner for 20 plus years in some form or another, if not more. So I never found myself sitting around, sitting on the couch, playing video games, wasting time, not my thing. So my point is I feel like I took a hell of a lot of action. I was taking action day in and day out. It just wasn't working until I realized, hey, I'm the common denominator here. It's not about creating something bigger, better, faster, smarter, cheaper, whatever, for the people you're trying to serve and making it work, because I did that. Oh, I just got to scribble harder and then show them. Then they'll really, that's a lot of action. Didn't have the payoff until I realized, wait, I'm the issue right here. I got to get all this right. I see what I'm doing outside of the action, all these habits and patterns that are not serving me. Took an honest look and just slowly but surely had to make those changes. Why? My children are part of the story. I got a great big why. I found what I'm doing thing, why I'm doing things. I've learned to ask myself, which now I've clarified for myself. I help entrepreneurs plan for the ultimate question, which is, how would you like to be remembered? So that's the final question I happen to ask every podcast guest. And now that helps me personally and those I help really get the big vision, because everything in this world, in this earthly world that we're doing, every action we take, choice we make, decision we act upon, it is not definite. That is not finite, right? It can be changed. You're going to make millions of actions, choices, decisions over the course of a lifetime. They're meaningless individually unless they tie directly into how you would like to be remembered, because nothing here matters individually. We add a lot of meaning to everything we do. We don't want to hit record. We don't want to send the email. We don't want to make the phone call. We don't want to forgive. It doesn't matter. Nothing here is definite. You know what is definite? When you are no longer here, how people are going to remember you, how they're going to talk about you. At that point, there's not much you can do or change about it. That is set in stone. So that helps me take the right action. So I'd love to get your take on, everybody can take action. I've taken a lot of action. How do we know we're taking the right action?
Ooh, deep. This is why I love your freaking show and your brain, Josh.
Thank you.
Because you're willing to go deep. You never know, first and foremost. You never know that you're taking the right step or the right action. And
that's valuable, first of all. Accepting that you just don't know. Not everybody knows. You don't know.
Right. You don't know. Even if you have a very clear picture in your mind or your vision board, or you've got it written down, what your goals are. The word strategy comes to mind first and foremost. In my world, strategy is first. And so if we know that your goal is, like you said, speaking on more stages, if that's the goal, well, I've seen in my experience that if we reverse engineer that, then here's a list of action steps that we get to take to make sure that that happens. Okay. But is it always right all the time? No, not at all. And so best laid plans, if you have the structure for it, and you know what the goal is, this is where our personal growth becomes really important. And it's more about that destination than it is the journey, as far as a strategic planning, approach. It's like, be rigid on the goal and flexible on the approach. So even if you have that amazing, crystal clear plan, life happens. And, in a previous life, I would crumble if something, outside of this one path got in my way. I'd be like, that's it. My goals are done. I can never speak on stage now. I could never be a great dad. I could never fill in the blank, right? And so You know, I think it comes down to mental gymnastics, understanding that the goal is that important. The goal is more important than the mountain in front of you. And the more we tie into the importance of that goal and why we're doing it, so it's like future goal and present why we're doing it, the two of those polar, I mean, they're magnetic to each other. Nothing's going to stop you. And that gigantic mile-high mountain now starts to shrink and shrink and shrink as we're strengthened in that vision for the future and why we're doing it now. That mountain, now you get to step over in one step. And so perspective changes, you know, when we dive into those things, and you get to be flexible on the approach. Maybe there's an avalanche. Maybe there's a bear in the way. Maybe, you know, you forgot to tie one of your shoes. Maybe, you know, maybe you've summited the mountain and you realize you're in the wrong direction, right? All of these things can happen, but the goal doesn't change. Maybe it shifts a little. Why you're doing it is valuable and massively important. And so, I don't know. I just think if we get real about those things, we're able, like you said, to take an honest look at ourselves, then it's okay. Then we can be flexible in that approach and really attack it the way that it deserves so that we can get to that thing, whatever that might be.
I love the mountain analogy. You know what I found was that I saw the mountain much of my life. I knew it was there. I knew that I could at least approach it. I always knew. I was like, I can climb that mountain. I saw others doing it. I'm like, I could climb that mountain, but I didn't. I didn't want to step out of my comfort zone. I didn't feel like I was strong enough to stick up for myself. I thought others would really retaliate and, you know, keep me, you know, who do you think you are and all this stuff, and keep me in this box that I kept for myself. So I didn't. But then I realized, like, I'm here now. When you approach that mountain, you know what happens? Amazing people like Michael and others support you. They show up and they're like, yo, look at you. You're climbing the mountain. Me too. Look, did you ever think of X, Y, and Z? It's pretty cool. And I'm like, oh yeah. And they're like, come on, I got it. I got you. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Support you. So the people that I feared were going to retaliate and be negative, I don't even see them. They're not even around anymore. Amazing people like you are around and support, because I'm on the path. I'm on the journey. That's how life works. I want to talk about strategy specifically for a minute in the context of no matter who you are as an entrepreneur, what role you're playing, who you're serving, how you're doing it. And I want you as an example here. Everything we do, we put out into the public is strategic, right? And should be and could be and has to be. For example, when I look at your Facebook page, easy example, I know whether it's in the group or on your page or on your personal profile, it's all very strategic, right? Because what is that doing? You're putting out the things so break that down for me. Reverse engineer that for me. What are we seeing? What's happening? What needs to happen for everybody tuning in?
Yeah, absolutely. Strategy it exists whether you know it or not. So
love that.
Building your business online or offline, if you know whatever that looks like, it's all of it's a strategy, and you may or may not realize it. So the interesting thing is the powerful entrepreneur, the person that is really winning at this game, is understanding the fact that it is strategy, and the person that can understand, like for example, you mentioned my personal profile. Let's talk about that. You know, if you were to today, as of the recording of this show, if you were to look at the last month or so of my posts, you've seen a theme. It's an image and or a video. Then it's a very specific, short, to the point, text only post on a very specific colored background. Happens to be the very color of my brand.
Okay? Oh, wow. You know, I didn't consciously put that together, but of course.
And now when you see it, you're now subconsciously, you're like, oh, that's Michael. Like, you don't have to look at the post and then look back at my name to see if it's worth reading, and then go back to the post and then see how many likes there are to see if you should keep reading. And then let me look at the comments, because like, are people hating on it? Or are they liking? Oh, okay, they're liking it. Okay, so let me go back and actually read it. You know, you don't have to play that game anymore, right? So it's like, oh, it's Michael. Got it. And if you like it, if you like who I am and what I'm all about, well, you've read the thing. You didn't play the up and down looking and justifying your time there, right? Like, you really literally just read it, you liked it, it hits you in the core, and you've smashed the like button and you dropped a comment. Then when you saw the next post and it's an image, usually of myself or it's a live video, then it, again, same thing happens. It's like, oh, that's Michael, got it. Oh, and then you may or may not have caught onto this back and forth between an image and text on a specific color, this blue color. But here's what happens. Here's the strategy behind that. It's one, it's the way that I'm displaying the content. So when you're on my profile and you're scrolling through, you can instantly see that there's a theme, and that's cool. Not too many people are doing a theme on Facebook. That's different. But two, the content and the type of content that I'm putting out there all is strategic in a different way, because I'm always launching things. I'm an entrepreneur myself. You know, I wish I could say I'm, you know, a self-made billionaire and I don't have to do a thing and I'm taken care of for the rest of my life. But no, I'm an active practitioner of my own strategies. And, you know, I go back to this phrase of, you know, you practice what you preach. That's very true. But I tend to preach what I practice. I'm telling people, hey, this did not work today. I failed at this thing, right? This thing did not work as I expected it to. And here's why. Because that's super, like, if we want to talk about being a real entrepreneur, well, it comes with a lot of failure. And we don't sometimes want to talk about those things. And the reason why I'm sharing this, Josh, is because I want to go deeper. I want all of us, if you're listening to this right now, even if it's a year in the future, this is going to hold true. I want us to start thinking about the psychographics, the mental game that our clients, our potential clients, our customers are going through. When they wake up, what is on their mind? You know, like, for example, 2 days ago, I talked to, you know, it was a very short, maybe a 9-word post about entrepreneurial depression, and that it's a real thing, and you're not alone. That's it. That was the post. And people, they really responded well to that. And the reason being is because my people are entrepreneurs. And I know that we go through these ups and downs. And, you know, one minute you're on a high, the next you get a text or a message from a client or a potential client that, you know, it isn't pulling through or it's stressful. And all of a sudden everything's horrendous and you're failing. And then the next moment, you know, you're on top of the world again. And so I know that it goes like that. Not too many people want to talk about it, but I can because I've been there. I understand it fully. And strategically, I'm building my own brand still, aren't we all? Every time we say something out loud, every time we show up, it's our brand, it's who we are, it tributes to that overall, the legacy that you've alluded to. How do we want to be remembered? I want to be remembered as the person that was willing and able to go deep and real with people so that I can connect with them, so that they realize that we're already on the mountain, so that they realize that the people at the base of that mountain, the crabs in the bucket, are still down there doing their same thing, to realize that they've come so far and we didn't get halfway up the mountain to quit and go back, right? And to know that this regular guy who's very similar to them, who's been through similar things, but has maybe done this a couple dozen times, has been over the summit of the mountain, has seen the other side, has been to the bottom, has partied with the people that made it, and is coming back over to help more people.
This is so, yeah, this is so genius. So now if you were a client of mine and we were working and you were that clear, then naturally next what we would do is making sure that every single thing you're doing and not doing aligns with that. It's just that simple. Okay, you're so clear on that. Now let's make sure that all of your action is to that and what action you should be taking to support all that. And I remember one of the last phone conversations we had, I saw one of your posts and I said, very, very brilliant post, because I saw the reverse engineer of it, because I started to be able to analyze, because I've gotten to know you so well. I'm like, I get it. I see what you're doing there. And some people see it, some people don't, which is all fine because it's still you representing your brand authentically. But what we can learn from this, from you, from what we are doing, from anybody, is the best entrepreneurs, correct me if I'm not putting it perfectly, the best entrepreneurs are, I guess it's walking the walk and doing the thing that they want to help others do to attract the other. And once you see that, you can start reverse engineering everything they're doing to say, okay, I see why they're doing that. I can do my version of that. I saw this kind of post Michael put out. I know who he is, what he's about. oh, I know who I am, what I'm about. So I'm going to do a kind of thing like that in this regard because it serves my audience. It helps me. I get it. It all ties together.
100%. 100%. Yeah. And that can open up another can of worms about authenticity, integrity. You know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs, coaches, mentors, speakers that are out there not taking it that way, not saying, oh my gosh, I see what that person just launched or the thing that they're doing. Let me apply that to myself, my audience, and let me do it in a different way. They're not looking at it that way. They're saying, I'm going to copy and paste that thing.
Ah.
And I'm going to do it. And so this is where we get into real trouble, you guys. You know, when I don't want to call anybody out specifically, but, you know, with ClickFunnels, I hear a lot of times people talk about ClickFunnels that they're only one funnel away. And that in theory is true. You know, you're one action step away from changing your life and your business. And I believe that. I've been there.
Of course.
But do I believe that it's going to be a funnel? Absolutely not. Do I believe it's going to be the next email sequence that you put together? Absolutely not. Do I feel like it's going to be the next webinar, the next even podcast episode, the next speech you give, the next live video that you do that goes viral? I don't believe that it's going to be any of those things. And if it is by happenstance, that's something that we cannot replicate again. And it's not something that's sustainable by just blasting out, you know, ungodly amounts of content. When we do strategy, we don't necessarily need that one thing to go viral so we can have our minute of fame. And I've seen that happen. I've seen people really try to scramble and figure out what they did and why people liked it. And it's hard. There's too many variables for that to be sustainable. And so when we know the end goal, we know what that looks like. We know who we are. We know the person that we serve for real. We know them. Okay. This is where authenticity comes into play. Usually we're serving a previous version of ourselves in one way or the other. And so if we know what it took for us to go from A to F, even, you know, that jump in steps, A to M, you know, we've taken those 12, 13 steps to get there. If we know what that looked like, there's a world of A, B, C, D, and E's that are looking at you, the M, you know, halfway point person, as the guru, as the person to learn from. And gosh, like, wouldn't it be amazing if we could just say, hey, here's my story. This is what I did. And have that literally blow people's minds. You know, if you watched episode 1 or 50, you've heard a little bit about my story. I slept in my car. You know, I tell that story a lot. And, you know, this is why I love you, Josh. You go deeper into these things. And the truth is, like, I'm not saying, hey, go sleep in your car. Hey, make sure you intentionally get yourself at rock bottom because that's the only way you're going to win. I'm saying this is where I started. Maybe you even feel like that and you've got plenty of dollars in the bank. Maybe your business is doing really well, but you feel like you're bankrupt in this way. Maybe you've ever experienced something like that. And here's how I went from that state to the next state. And that message resonates. And the truth is that I didn't have a model to go off of to say, oh, you know what I should do? I should just give up, lose my apartment, fail at being a dad, fail at being an entrepreneur, and then I'll have a story big enough to bounce back. No, I didn't plan that out. But in hindsight, when things started working, the first thing I did was, whoa, 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 why is this working? Because I didn't have the strategy. I'd never been in that position before. And so this is where strategy is even born. It's saying, oh my gosh, I got a yes from a client. What did I do? What happened? What was in place? Why did they say yes? And I asked those people, guys, polling your audience every step of the way. Hey, guys, why are you coming on my next cruise? Why are you coming to the next mastermind cruise? What allowed you to say yes? Boom, 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 boom. These four things. Got it. Okay, understood. So now I understand if I'm going to launch something, I need to have intrinsically these four pieces in place. Understood. And I've done this for the last 14 years, Josh, asking questions, questions, questions. Last year, I hired a social media agency just to ask 100+ questions on my social media to fully engage and fully understand my audience. That's deep, but I'm telling you, knowing your audience, really knowing your audience, you know, and then going from social media to Messenger or DMs or email or text to get real information, really connect. There's nothing else like that. And that's part of my strategy. But anyway, I think I'm blowing this up a little bit, but I think we get the idea that in order to win, strategy gets to be in place, and strategy is born from mentorship, you know, shortening the time gap, working with people that have already crossed the top of that mountain several times, knowing what you're going to fall into, knowing the pitfalls, knowing where the bear, you know, the bear traps are hidden, knowing where the bears are at, right? Knowing where you might fall and hurt yourself. Okay. Mentorship is one. And two, it's just doing it. Like, go hard and fast, trip over something and say, okay, guys, orange cone here, do not do this. And keep going, because no, like, there's so many people at the base of that mountain looking at you like, damn, this guy's doing it. This gal's really hustling up that mountain. Oh my God. And nothing's stopping that person. Oh my gosh. They just tripped and fell over a rock. Oh my gosh. Now I know the rock's there and they're telling me, hey, orange cone here, don't do this. Like, it's just about taking action. If you have zero strategy, you don't even know what that word means, then take action and document your journey. To your no's, document the journeys to your yeses, to your wins, to your failures. And before you know it, you now win. You're winning. You're the person winning.
Let's continue down that path, because I love this. Because like I said, less than a year ago, I started the podcast. I didn't really know where it was going to go specifically, but I knew it would get me starting up that mountain. I also quickly learned, like you put it, looking at why is this working? What do I need to put out there? Whether I realize it or not, it's strategy. So to put it into my own perspective, when I reach out to a potential guest, somebody that I want on the show, I know that when I ask them, would you like to be a guest? They have one of two answers, either yes or no. I want more yeses than no's, obviously. So I've also learned that, okay, in order for them to make an intelligent and responsible quick decision, nobody has time, right? They're going to make a quick assessment and decision based on a few clicks. They're going to click around if this is on LinkedIn, if it's on Facebook, if it's near my website. They're going to just look, get a general vibe and feel to make sure that I know what I'm talking about, that I'm good-ish, that I'm someone they want to spend their time and be aligned with, right? So I have to consistently, instead of going out looking for clients or guests, or for those listening, whatever your version of this is, a product, a service, whatever it is, you have to spend, and I want to hear your input on this, you have to spend a good portion of your time putting the things out, the trail, right? The breadcrumbs, as you put it, to lead people to know you're doing this so they can make the assessment. Because too often people say they want to be a coach, they want to be a speaker, they want to write a book, they want to serve with a product or service in this way, but then you can't tell from any of their pages that they're even doing this. And they're like, why can't I get a client? But who knows what you do? You're only going to attract the people when you put out who you are that will attract that. Quick story. Yesterday, I recorded as a guest on the podcast, Conscious Millionaire, which is huge. It has over 12 million downloads. They're a network of podcasts. I was on the Business Coach podcast with the founder, JV Crum, an incredible guy. He reached out to me cold. He reached out to me a couple of weeks ago on LinkedIn and basically said, do you want to be a guest? It looks like you'd be a good guest for our Business Coach podcast that he hosts, and collectively over 12 million downloads. So you'll get all this great exposure. I was like, yes, great. Thank you. Awesome. I felt great. Yesterday, before we were recording, he said, I just want you to know, on LinkedIn, there's thousands of business coaches. I reached out to a small handful because I liked what I saw. Period. That's what it's about.
100%. 100%. Yeah. You know, the word brand comes up for me really quick here. Most people, when they hear brand, they think of logos and colors and, you know, banners and design and things like that. But for me, brand is a message that you're putting out. Everyone has a brand, again, whether you know it or not. And for me, I've been able to take that word brand and break it into what it really means, something tangible that we can actually work on a daily or even minute by minute basis. Brand for me is four things. It's one, deeply understanding who you are. And there's kind of two sides to this coin. One is internal for yourself, and two is external for everyone else. One is you deeply know yourself for yourself. Two, you know who you serve. This is what I was referring to as psychographics. Three is knowing what you actually offer. what is that thing that you're putting out there that people can take from you and enjoy and love? Four is the result that you bring. And I actually believe that the three are prerequisite to number four. The result, that's the only reason why somebody would hire you, work with you, have you on stage, have you on a podcast, etc. You know, all the opportunities come because you can bring these results. And so once you're really clear on these internally, and again, you can do this every day, you can write, you can journal out for 10 minutes on who you are. And each time you do it, you're going to chip away deeper and deeper and deeper. But I firmly believe, and I've seen this dozens and dozens and dozens of times, it's the person that's willing to go deeper on any one of those four levels for themselves. It's the depth at which you go on those is the height at which other people can see you. Okay. And so if you want more opportunities, you want more clients, you want to make more money, you want to impact more people, then we go deep on those things. I have my own processes so I can really uncover some stuff, you know, stuff with my, like issues with my, that I still hold on to with my dad, my own dad, like issues that I have as being a father, you know, like where my shortcomings are, like what, you know, when I take an honest look at myself, like you'd put, you know, where am I falling short or not strong enough? What are my superpowers? What are the things that I'm actually really amazing at? And maybe I don't give myself credit for. Why can't I accept a compliment well, right? Like I start going into these things and I can say this out loud and it's not uncomfortable for me. Because I've done the work, I'm going deep on those things. And when I uncover something and I'm digging with my pickaxe into the mountain and I hit that rock or I hit that bing and I can't get through it, well, I ask for help, you know? And so anyway, so the point is I'm going deep, 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 deep so that I can go even higher externally now with my branding, the words that I say, how I show up, where I show up and when, why I'm doing the thing. And no person, no challenge is going to stop me from now sharing my message with people, right? Like we did, you know, I went through and looked at the math over the last 2 years. I've been over 220 different podcasts, 220, right? That's crazy. Why would anybody do that? What's the point? And Michael, you don't sell anything on the podcast. So like what value is it for you? And the value for me is that I get to share messages like this to say, yo, I'm regular, the most normal dude, okay? Take note of how regular I am, okay? You can see that I like went, you know, snowboarding for the first time in my life 2 months ago, and I burned 1,600 calories because I fell a lot, and I had to get back up a lot, and it hurt, and all these other, like, you know, I can tell you all these stories about how normal and regular I am, but then take a look at this, you know, speaking on stage 50, 60 times a year, speaking on a TEDx stage, speaking on stage with Damon John from Shark Tank, being able to travel, being able to do these things. And guess what? Being a great dad to my daughter, you know, and showing up in that way in strong strength and love and doing all these things. And I'm still working on myself, right? As a person, I'm still working on my business. As an entrepreneur, I'm still doing these things just like you would, and you are. So, you know, having said all that, I think it's wildly important that we go deep on who we are. That brand exists whether we know it or not. And the ones that tend to win on purpose are the ones that go deep on those four pieces internally for themselves so they know, and then go crazy high and big as you can externally through branding, through video, through your offers even that you make. Like, gosh, how powerful is it when you have the perfect offer, the most amazing, yummy thing for your ideal person based on who you are, and it can actually deliver a result? That's wildly different than the masses of people out there on Instagram and even LinkedIn that are pitching you in your inbox on first accepting their request, and the people that are out there just pumping out sales content left and right because they have to. They have to make big splashes. Gosh, like, wouldn't it be cool if you're always attracting your ideal people because your brand was on point? Wouldn't it be amazing if we were making five figures a week because we're just doing the thing that we love to do? And by doing so, that confidence that we carry into that is attractive to more people that just want to do the thing confidently themselves. Wouldn't that be cool? Right? So anyway,
Let's tie that into two specific things you just brought up. In a few weeks, you are talking on a TEDx stage, and in a few months, you are talking on a big stage alongside Daymon John. I want you to touch upon those two things specifically. Tell us the story. You did not apply to be a TEDx speaker, yet they hunted you down. How did that happen?
Great question. And in both of those situations, it comes down to brand. It really does. It's the catalyst for both of those things to happen. And the interesting thing with TEDx, I was friends with this person on the organizer on Facebook, and I saw that she was coming to my neck of the woods. She's coming to Salt Lake City, and I was like, oh my gosh. Well, you know what? Like, I don't really know you. It's not like I'm offering to like go to coffee or smoothies with you, but like, I commented on her post. I was like, well, hey, enjoy your time out here. That's amazing that you're coming out here. It's beautiful. If you've never been, I can give you some suggestions. Well, she sends me a message, a personal message the day after. And she says, hey, I'm actually coming out here to organize the TEDx event. And I was perusing through your profile.
The stuff that you took time day in and day out. Let's go back 20 minutes to this conversation. Connect the dots. Go ahead.
Let's go back 14 years ago when I started putting out 13 years ago, 12 years, whenever YouTube came out, and I was putting out content in a strategic way, or at least learning what strategy was, when I was responding to people's comments, when I was building my own brand, okay? And 14 years later, that method still kind of works of just connecting to people and allowing the brand to permeate and to do its thing. And so when she messages me and she says, hey, applications closed over a month ago, but if you have something, I would highly recommend you email me your idea, worth spreading stat. And I said, challenge accepted. Here's my biggest, my best. Never done a TED talk, never done a 12, 13, 14 minute talk. So yeah, here's my big shot. What do you think? And you know what she said? I'm actually gonna share this story because it's interesting. She said, you know what, this is good. But if I'm going to put my name on you like a month plus after the fact, it's got to be phenomenal. Can you do better than this? Can I challenge you to go deeper on this? I loved that, first of all. I love that challenge. Most people, I think, would be like, oh my gosh, I failed. And I re-edited, and over the next day, I went back. I gave it everything I had, and I pulled out no stops. And I submitted it, and I was like, you know what? This is it. This is my shot, right? And she said, I love it. You're in. That was it.
I got to connect the dots to something. Yesterday on my show, I recorded the episode with John David Mann, who's the co-author of 30 books, including The Go-Giver and all of the Go-Giver books in that series. The Go-Giver, nearing a million copies sold, literally on all top lists for business books of all time. What a fantastic guy. I've sat with him three different times, not on this show, but in other arenas. But I had him on this show yesterday. And point is, first of all, to date, 30 business books he's written, still going strong. The Go-Giver, almost a million books, copies sold. He told me a story. The Go-Giver was, first of all, his second book written, which is amazing. It was rejected 23 times. So right there, it's one of those stories. And he made such an interesting point. This isn't the point of, you know, but we kept at it. Yeah, they did. He said, but the first 12 times came pretty quick and they hurt plenty. He said, and then we had to take the feedback. We spoke with our editor, with our agent, and we just figured out why it's getting rejected. We made some good revisions. We changed some things. We added some stuff. And then it got rejected a few more times, and then it hit. But he said something that will stick with me for a long time. He said, do you know if the Go-Giver got accepted in that early round, it would not have been the success it is today? Think about that. He needed that failure. Not failure. He needed that rejection over and over to be given the chance, the opportunity. Can you imagine if you see failure, rejection as an opportunity like you did, Michael? You took that. She said, you know what? Yeah, but no, I need a little something more. So she rejected you that first time. Same exact story. So imagine if you took any resistance, any rejection, anything that you label as failure, as an opportunity for something bigger and better. It's real. This is how life works.
This is exactly how it works. And, you know, I appreciate you diving deeper into that aspect of that, because the truth is, if I didn't know what my goal is to reach millions of people every year, right? If my goal is really that, if my goal is really truly to serve and impact people, and I see that stage as an opportunity to do that, okay, and I know why I'm going after that particular goal, well, sure, a challenge accepted, because now I get to revise, I get to strengthen, I get to improve. And guess what? Now I have a phenomenal talk that I can now offer to other TED stages, that I can give on stage around the world. I can bring it online. Like, there's so much I can do with this. And it's so, like, it's so much better than the first time around. It's so much better. And when we apply that same thought to ourselves as people, our journey as an entrepreneur, all of those jabs against us, it's either going to knock us over and we stay down, or it's going to knock us over and we get up and we're stronger for it. When I went snowboarding, I fell, you know, dozens of times. But guess what happened? This is what happened. I went with my girlfriend. She said, "Hey, do you want to start at the bottom or the middle and just kind of get into it?" I was like, yeah, let's go to the top, double black diamond. First time on a snowboard. Yeah, let's do that. Okay. Why? Because I want to be good at it. I want to have fun with it. I want to be great at it, you know? And so going down, like watching people doing backflips and twists and all these things, that's scary because I can't do that, right? Right? I can't do that, but could I? Right? And so when I stand up the first time and I immediately fall, that was a lesson. When I got up, guess what? I was on top of that board for longer until there was a turn that came up. I didn't know how to turn. Okay. So now I got to figure. So the point is, yes, we can experience quote unquote failure, rejection, no's, all of these things. But man, like, is that going to get in the way of your goal? Like, really? Is that one no going to stop me from going and doing amazing things? No, of course not.
Yeah. And with that, I'm actually putting the finishing touches on a talk topic called "I'm Fat, Are You Fat?" or something like that. I'll see where it goes. But let me expand. It's either double or triple F-A-T. I'm fat. And then I get the whole audience chanting, "I'm fat." I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. There might or might not be something there. But you know how I'm going to know? If I put it out there, if I do it, if I work it, if I tweak it. But seriously, the point is that I realize it's I'm fat with these three ingredients that are necessary. And this ties up everything we're talking about here. The double or triple F, let's say triple F, that are necessary to achieve anything. You need the fear, you need the failure, you need the frustration. I say need because you talk to anybody, they are present. They just happen to be a present element. So they're going to exist, right? The fear, the failure, and the frustration are going to be there. And like we said, with your story and the Go-Giver story, it's an opportunity. So use it. Mm-hmm. The A, action, got to take the right action. We already covered that. And then finally, the T, which I'd love your take on as we wrap this up. The T, time, doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. What says you? Are you fat?
Ooh.
Are you fat?
I'm fat. Okay.
Maybe.
So, you know, time, this is interesting. I have a unique, or maybe not unique, philosophy on this. I really do believe that most people believe it has to take a long time. Right, I do believe it takes time. I don't actually believe it has to be a long time.
Love it.
So here's the cool part. Snowboarding, great example. It's bringing that mountain analogy back in. I'm at the very top of this mountain. I can see for hundreds of miles around me. It's gorgeous. It's cold. It's beautiful. It's scary. It's amazing. I'm fearful, but I'm excited. You know, like all of the things together is this lovely little soup that put me on top of this mountain. But here's the reality of that is that I didn't land on top of the mountain. I didn't land there. I had to make the conscious decision that I was going to strap myself to a slippery piece of plank and like gracefully fall down thousands of feet down this mountain. Okay. It was a journey in itself to get to the top, but it didn't have to take a lot of time. It could have taken me more time to start at level one. There's, I think, five or six different, stops that along the way to the top. I could have started at the bottom, gone down, learned a thing or two, gone to the second stop, come down, gone to the third stop, come down, fourth, fifth, and then eventually the sixth. That would have been a long time. Whereas I knew that I would learn one way or the other. I knew that I was going to get better. I have that faith in myself. I knew that it was going to be fun no matter where I started. So why not start at the top? Why not go 100%? Why not go 100 episodes in, right? Why not go that extra literal mile up the mountain to the very top? My time frame now was shortened. My learning time gap was shortened. So I don't believe it has to take a lot of time.
Will
it happen instantaneous? Of course not. It does take us putting out, doing action, trying, learning, applying, growing, and winning. It takes all of those things. But the word time for me, when somebody's like, oh, I know I got to put in my time. Nope, you sure don't. You got to put in enough time so you can learn, for real learn, not just like you did it, so now I can do the next thing. You didn't check it off the box. When you really learned that thing, now you can do the next thing. Because this is where mentorship really even comes from, is you're willing to go in deep, fast, hard, learn the thing, okay? Understand the principles that make this thing work. Go on to the next thing. It doesn't have to take a long time. I haven't even announced this to more than a handful of people. I'm actually starting a new business in a different niche. Now that the Five-Figure Work Week is expanding, it's growing, it's doing all these amazing things. Now it's time for me to grow myself. And I'm doing this other business. It's going to be incredible. But here's the thing. How long, if you had to take a guess, how long do you think it took me to put together the brand, the branding, the message, the platform that we're going to be rolling out, our content, our high-level program, and several other auxiliary, pretty large aspects? I don't want to give everything away to this program that we're developing. How long would you say that would take?
6 months.
6 months. Took us a week.
Wow.
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
What?
Insert cricket noises there, because
yeah.
It took a week. Why would it take a week? Well, guess what? I know what it takes to build a brand. I know what it takes to develop branding. I know what it takes to put together high-level programs. I know what it takes to serve the people, right? Have I done this particular thing before? I have not, ever in my life. But do I know the principles? Have I done it? Can I stop pretending that it's got to take me a year to develop it? Can I stop pretending that I don't know what the next step? Can I stop pretending, right, that I can't put this together in a week and it be successful? Can I stop pretending that it's going to take me a year to figure it out so I can make it better and do the next rendition? Of course I can. Like, I already know. I'm there. And guess what? Here's the cool part. Any one of the variables that I've created up till now can change. Like you said, it's not finite. It's not definite. I can change those things. If I put it out to the right people, at least the people I believe are the right people for this thing, and I get a lot of no's or like, let me think about it. Well, great. Let me ask questions. Let me understand what you need more of, what you need less of, why doesn't this quite fit? I can understand that quicker. And in maybe 6 months, we can be on pace to doing seven figures versus in 6 months and just launching the thing.
There's something so fascinating about this. But the reason it was able to take you a week is because it took you 12 years of doing it prior, right? It's like the overnight success. It takes you 10 years to become an overnight success.
Absolutely.
Isn't that the point? I mean, somebody brand new can't come to the table and do it in a week. You have that ability because you've worked up to that, right?
Yeah, I would say yes and no. The cool thing, like there's so many stories of people that have, the 10-year overnight success. And at the same time, there's probably the equal number of stories of people that are like, you know what? I saw a problem and I went and created the solution. And now my pool noodle makes me $13 million a year, right? Or Velcro is now, I'm a billionaire, right? Like it can happen like that. But here's the truth is like, imagine however old you are right now. You might be 22 listening to the show. You might be 42 listening to the show. You might be 72 listening to the show. And you have to understand that it took you 22, 42, 72 years to get to where you're at now. you have the wisdom, you have the experience, you have the necessary tools in your tool belt to do amazing things. If you can take inventory of those tools and you know who you want to serve, you just put A plus B equals C, what you offer them to help them with their deficit, and you achieve D, which is result. So time is an interesting question. You know, it took me 14 years to be able to do this in a week. But having said that, I don't believe it's necessary for me to have done all of that and to fail and to learn and to grow. All of those things are irregardless of time, in my opinion. And all of that can be done tomorrow, today, right now, after you finish listening to episode 100. You can do it right now.
Let's wrap up with that point. Everybody listening and tuning in, Michael, what are we saying here? What is the cohesive message? What is the thing people should best do now going forward?
I'd say step one would be to get really clear on your brand, your message. What is it that you're actually putting out there? Clear and concise. Those are the hallmarks of, at least from the outside in. It's the hallmark of somebody that knows what they're talking about when you can be clear and concise. Number two is know where you're going with all of this. You know, I would say that that's number one, but brand can answer a lot of questions for you before you get to them. The answers to your brand can tell you, like, is your goal even appropriate? Can you shift? Can you grow your goal? Is it too small? Is it too big? It answers those questions. Have one of those in place. Have a goal. I would say three, understand strategy. So now that you have your brand, you know where you're going, have a strategy in place. Reverse engineer, ask the question, what did I do to create that end goal? What did I do before that? What was the step before that? What was the step before that? And let's not pretend that we don't know the answers to these things. Let's just stop pretending. Like, just because you haven't done it before doesn't mean you don't know the answer to it, or at least a good enough answer based on your brand. That's why the brand is number one. Okay. But step four, action. You got to step. You got to take that first step onto the mountain to realize that you did it, to take the next step, to do the next thing, to keep going. Follow the breadcrumb trail that you just put together in your strategy. If you don't know how to do that, there's plenty of people, myself, Josh, that we understand how this thing works. Reach out to somebody. You know, there's so many people out there that are ready, willing, and able to just give you advice. Like, we have our mastermind. There's a reason why the mastermind exists, and it's not expensive. It is exclusive because I want the right people, right? But it's filled with 18, 19 months worth of interviews, Q&As, live trainings, content out the wazoo, just so that you can win. And it doesn't have to cost you tens of thousands of dollars to work with a mentor. It doesn't have to. Until you get to that point where it's like, you know what? I don't know what I don't know. It's time to take it up a notch, right? So those four steps: one, brand; two, goal; three, strategy; four, action. With those, you win. You win.
My goodness, this has been the ideal, quite literally, my man, the ideal way I would have liked to have spent episode 100 celebrating in style. And we'll just wrap it up. I got one too.
It looks like
I'm in like the army, like fortress. It looks like one of those like caps.
I got one.
Thanks to you. Of course I got one.
This is amazing.
This looks absurd, but hey, I'm repping the brand.
You got it over the headphones. This is great. Like, I hope we can we take a screenshot of this? This needs to be a thing. This is great. In fact, like I really appreciate that. I really appreciate even just being on your show. I love what you're doing. Phenomenal skill set. Your mindset is completely next level. And I want to use this term because it comes back to the mastermind that we spent out in Eden, Utah. Heart set.
Oh yeah.
Skill set, mindset, heart set. You bring the trio. Extremely, extremely well. And just honored to be connected and honored to be 150 and 100.
Excellent. Oh, not, well, it will be 150, but you were 150, 100. And 150 and beyond. Yes. Thank you. And thank you everybody for joining us, for tuning in, for making this possible, and for coming along in the journey. we're going to move right along. We're going to do it again. I thank you. I thank Michael. I thank everybody for tuning in and helping this become so gratifying, right? It's all a unit. It's all cohesive. It's all together. Thank you. It's all already been said. Michael, the best bromance that I could have hoped for. Thank you for being you. And we'll talk soon.
Love it. Thanks, man.
Thanks for listening to The Hidden Entrepreneur Show. Make sure to subscribe through iTunes or Google Play so you can get notified every time we publish a new episode. And we'd love to hear your thoughts with an honest review on iTunes. Finally, follow us on your favorite social media platforms to keep the conversation going with Josh Carey and today's guest. Until next time.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.